Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that faces a number of great challenges right now. One challenge is finishing this runoff election in Georgia, which is taking place today. Anybody who has any influence at all, there are only, 3 hours left in terms of the opportunity to go to the polls, vote in Georgia, have your vote counted in what is likely to be an extremely close election. They don't know. I mean, obviously, we know from the record of the polling in 2016, the record of the polling in 2020. Polling is not an exact science. Maybe this will be a blowout for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Maybe it'll be a blowout for Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. But what we do know is that if you don't go out and vote, if you don't participate, then you have no role in the process at all. And this process is very, very important. We will get to what Kelly Loeffler, the incumbent senator who is running to win her first full term, what Kelly Loeffler has to say about what she will do immediately upon a winning election if she does. We will get to that. We'll also get to some revelations about extraterrestrial intelligence. No, the government is releasing some files at the same time that there is a report of a signal. We will get to that, and also a signal about what's wrong with conspiracy theories. There's a case of an extremely warped, demented conspiracist out in Wisconsin who destroyed literally hundreds of precious vaccines that could have been used to protect lives. We will get to that story as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first, there's this from Lou Dobbs. And Lou Dobbs of Fox Business Channel has been talking about election fraud for just about as long as the president has been talking about election fraud. Lou Dobbs was also somebody who warned the country against the terrible danger of what he called the North American Union, the idea that America would be blended together with Canada and Mexico. We would lose our national identity. We would lose the dollar. We would have an Amero. He was kind enough to have me on his television show to argue with him against that. There was never any reason to believe that, but he believed it and he promoted it. And it was connected with the NAFTA superhighway, which also didn't happen. But in any event, Lou Dobbs said this: we're 8 weeks from the election, and we still don't have verifiable, tangible support for the crimes that everyone knows were committed. That is, defrauding other citizens who voted with fraudulent votes. We know that's the case in Nevada. We know it's the case in Pennsylvania and a number of other states. But we have had a devil of a time finding actual proof. Does it occur to you, Mr. Dobbs, that the fact that you're having a devil of the time finding actual proof may be because that proof doesn't exist? And yet, it's again, there's so much of this stuff. And Mark Twain, one of my favorite Mark Twain quotes, and you may have heard me cite it before, but I'll do it again, is a lie can travel halfway around the world before truth gets up out of bed and puts on its boots. And that has been happening on so much of this stuff. I tuned in during the break for the news. I tuned in live to one of the Stop the Steal rallies. They've already begun in Washington, D.C. And they had a speaker at the Stop the Steal rally. I don't know who it is, but you can check it out. It's for real. And she said something that I need to make two comments about. She was talking about the horror of abortion and of the abortion industry. And by the way, and I think a lot of what she was saying was correct, except she said that we have a crisis in this regard in this country right now, because we had 40 million, and honest to God, that's the number she cited, we had 40 million abortions performed in the United States in 2020. And that's why we need to fight to keep President Trump as president. Okay. Just a word here. Who was president when those 40 million alleged abortions occurred? Was it not Donald J. Trump? So how is overturning an election going to save babies? And second of all, the number's absurd. I looked up the real number. The real number is below a million. The abortion rate, thank God, has been going down in the United States, partially because the pro-life movement has succeeded in some tighter regulation and has also succeeded in getting out the message that it's not a choice, it's a baby. Okay, but when you have a difference between 890,000 and 40 million, that's a significant difference, isn't it? Let's go to, we have somebody in Seattle whose name is Kish, who says he has extremely persuasive evidence of fraud. Okay, Kish, tell me, where did this fraud occur?
Michael, specifically, it occurred in Philadelphia, Atlanta, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. The Democrats are savvy. They know where they have to cheat. Who cares if they cheat in Idaho? They're not going to win there, and it's not going to swing the Electoral College. There's so much evidence of fraud. And I have the utmost respect for you, Michael. You are the most rational, well thought out radio host. You know, you
stick
to facts. I love you to death. I really do. But I really think if you took the time and investigated this, there are 44 bellwether counties that no candidate has lost and still become president. Joe Biden lost all 44 of them. There's an additional 28 bellwether counties.
Hold on. Okay. This is not evidence. This is not evidence at all, because there are exceptions to bellwether counties. What's that?
I didn't want to talk over you.
Okay, well, no, I thank you for not. But the idea that there are 44 bellwether counties, so why didn't they go ahead, if they're manufacturing votes and cheating, why not cheat in those bellwether counties? And you see, part of this brings up the whole idea is the Republicans came very close to winning the House. They came very close to winning the House. Why didn't the Democrats do something about that? In other words, you want people to believe that they fixed ballots just for Biden, but allowed the Republicans to keep the Senate, for now at least, until the end of the day today, and they allowed the Republicans to make huge gains in the House. Why didn't they fix those ballots too if they had all this power?
Because they were able to cheat in Detroit. They were able to cheat in Philadelphia. They're not able to cheat in Boise. There's good people there. They're not able to cheat in Salt Lake. There's good people there. Florida has a good system. How come all of the states that were close took 5, 10, 12, 15, 18 days to get the results? Texas and Florida had the results back.
They didn't take that long. Really, they didn't. This is not true. It took that long before some Republicans conceded, and President Trump still hasn't conceded. But, you know, he won Pennsylvania. It wasn't close. It's 150,000 votes. It's three times it's about four times the margin that Trump had when he carried Pennsylvania 4 years ago. And see, this whole idea about anomalies, oh, bellwether counties, and Trump carried Ohio and Florida but lost. Things change.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the election, was the election the product of fraud? Will the elections today, and they're crucial elections today going on in Georgia, and the elections are being supervised, they're being carefully supervised by Republican election officials, led by the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. And look, I trust the guy. He's a conservative Republican. He's someone who was one of the first people in his state to come out for Trump way back in 2015. And the idea that he somehow is part of a huge election fraud program is ridiculous. Why would Brian Kemp do that? The president went after Brian Kemp last night pretty hard. Basically just ripped him, said he would definitely be coming back to campaign against him when he runs for re-election in 2022. Well, we'll see about that. I wanted to respond to Kish, who had just called. And by the way, the number here is 1-800-955-1776. He brought up this argument, and it's something that President Trump says all the time. He says that no one has ever carried Florida and Ohio, which are two classic swing states. They've been swing states for a long time, and lost before Trump. That Trump is the first one, and this is, they put forward as evidence of fraud. How could it be that all of the elections in the 20th century, in the 21st century, any Republican candidate, any candidate who won both Florida and Ohio wins, except for Trump? How did that happen? And the answer is, it's not true. Richard Nixon lost Florida and Ohio. Richard Nixon won Florida and Ohio, and he lost. Okay? It happens. There are things that, all these various patterns, and let me mention something else that Kish said. He kept bringing up about how the Democrats concentrated their fraud in cities that were heavily African-American, that were heavily black, cities like Atlanta and Detroit, he mentioned. Okay, if that's the case, if there was fraud going on, then why is it that Biden actually underperformed in black neighborhoods in those heavily black cities? He didn't have unbelievable margins, 95%. He actually won a smaller percentage of the black vote than Hillary Clinton did, and a much smaller percentage of the black vote than Barack Obama did. He performed like a typical Democrat. And this goes to another argument that the Trump campaign brings up all the time. Said, well, how is it possible that Trump could have performed better among black people? He did. How could he have performed better among Latino people? He did. And then he still lost the election. Answer, he performed worse among white people. And that's the truth. Look at the exit polls. The exit polls show that last time, Hillary Clinton got only 37% of the white vote. That was why she lost in the Electoral College. She still won a majority of the popular vote, but she had only 37% of the white vote. That was last time. Last time it was 71% of the electorate. And this time, Biden got 41% of the white vote. In other words, he got a much higher percentage than Hillary Clinton. That's why he won the election. It's kind of obvious. And by the way, that's particularly true because Biden did very well among white women. Hillary didn't, even though she is a white woman. Biden won the female vote. Female vote was 52% last time. 52% of everybody. Biden won by 15 points in that more than half the electorate. Let's go to Nigel in Redmond, Washington. Go ahead, Nigel, you're on the MedVed Show.
Michael, I've got to tell you, Michael, I'm calling you Rhino Medved from now on. I believe this election was stolen. It was a landslide, and it was stolen. But aside from that,
why do you think it was a landslide? Why do you think so?
There is a preponderance of circumstantial evidence all over these key states where they threw it. The other states pretty much were left
alone. Wait, you said that Trump won in a landslide. Let's not talk about the key states, those states that were close.
Medved, I don't want to argue this because there's one other question I really do want to hear answered, and maybe you know where you can find the answer, because you know we disagree on whether this election was stolen. You know we disagree on whether there was massive fraud that threw the election. Okay, enough of that, but I want to ask you this question. Assume that you've got these states where the legislatures did not properly make the changes to how they were doing it with the mail-in ballots, with checking signatures, with checking postmarks, all the changes they made, the states that made changes without the legislatures doing it, that's also a violation not of the only of state law, but of the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. So my question
is... No, it isn't.
If you... Yes, there is.
No, it isn't. The Constitution allows the states to make their own rules about the elections. There's no federal rules about elections. We have a Voting Rights Act to guarantee equal access and not discrimination by race. But in other words, we can have, as we have in the state of Washington, all mail-in ballots. Do you have problems with our mail-in ballots here in Washington?
You bet I do. Ever since that, I don't trust that my vote is counted, and I've talked to many conservatives saying the same thing. You know who did that? It was Ron Sims, and he's a crook, and he's the one that set that up for mail-in, and he set it up to benefit the Democrats. The Democrats do this kind of stuff all the time. If the reason they don't do voter IDs is because they cheat. It's not because of some poor people that can't get voter IDs. Everything the Democrats do is to make
it
easier.
Do you think that Lauren Culp actually won the election here in Washington? He believes he did.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about that. I didn't see a lot of money behind his campaign. I didn't see a lot of signs. There are a lot of reasons that might be different. I don't know. That's not the issue here. What I want to know is if these votes were not legal, and they weren't, then who gives
the
electors?
They are legal. Nigel, I understand you have your opinion, but the opinion that matters here is the opinion of judges, most of whom were appointed by either President Trump or other Republican presidents, like President Bush. The idea that the votes are not legal in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania legislature doesn't agree with you. The Pennsylvania legislature is controlled by Republicans. What you're talking about is the question about would they have extra time to get in their mail-in ballots. And the Pennsylvania courts decided that. The federal courts have been unwilling to interfere with the Pennsylvania courts. And again, some of them judges appointed by Republicans or elected as Republicans because they have elected judges in Pennsylvania. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress will meet in a joint session on Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that count continues to grow. Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years with Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I mentioned here on the Michael Medved show that they're already beginning with the Stop the Steal rallies. There are going to be 4 major demonstrations scheduled for tomorrow. President Trump himself is going out to speak to one of them, which, by the way, is extraordinarily controversial because these are demonstrations that are intended to try to persuade the members of the House and the Senate to object to these slates of electors that have been selected by Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. And that would give, take away enough votes from Biden if those objections were upheld. Those are enough votes so that it would be forced into the House with no, and having the House of Representatives then debate and select a president. Now, none of that is going to happen. And yet there are going to be tens of thousands, some people think hundreds of thousands of people who are massing in Washington to protest the election. A headline in the New York Times: threat of unrest in U.S. Capitol, mayor and National Guard brace for confrontations. The leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right group that has vocally supported President Trump's efforts to overturn the election results, was arrested yesterday in Washington as Mayor Muriel Bowser requested support from the Army National Guard before expected massive protests of the November vote in the nation's capital. Enrique Tarrio, the chairman of the Proud Boys, was arrested by the Metropolitan Police on suspicion of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn from a historic black church in Washington during the protests last month that led to several violent clashes, including stabbings around the city. A spokesman for the Metropolitan Police Department confirmed that Mr. Tario, who's 36, had been arrested on charges of destruction of property stemming from an episode in downtown Washington in mid-December. Upon his arrest, he was found to have two high-capacity firearm magazines and charged accordingly with possession. Those magazines are banned in Washington, D.C. The protest by the Proud Boys and other groups are expected to occur on Tuesday and Wednesday in support of Mr. Trump and his claims that he was reelected in a landslide. And what did President Trump say? Well, this was a sample of what President Trump had to say. I watched his entire speech. It was long, well over an hour. At Dalton, Georgia last night, this is clip 7 from President Trump. Listen.
You know, I was telling Kelly before, you can lose, and that's acceptable. You lose, you go, and you go wherever you're going, and you go and say, maybe I'll do it again sometime, or maybe I won't, or I'll get back to life. But when you win in a landslide, and they steal it, and it's rigged, it's not acceptable.
Okay, again, President Trump won in a landslide? He lost by more than 7 million votes. He lost by 4%. This was one of the least close of recent elections. But the president has his opinion. So does Ruth in Seattle. Ruth, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I witnessed election fraud. I just happened to take my ballot in to Yakima County and saw a guy bring in a homeless man who could not speak English. He was probably from another country. The election worker just handed him a ballot, let him vote. Furthermore, I captured it on video. Okay? So the idea that there's no election fraud, I'm not sure.
By the way, Ruth, no one says there is no election fraud. But do you think that there was enough fraud here in the state of Washington to sway the result?
Well, I know there has been. That's two words. Dino Rossi. Okay, I've got two words for you. Dino Rossi. I mean, I don't know. Yes, we have fraud here, and that's how the Democrats operate, because that's the only way they can get elected.
Okay, Dino Rossi was in 2004, 16 years ago. And by the way, I agree with you. I also think I had problems with the election of 2000, where Maria Cantwell beat Senator Slade Gordon, may he rest in peace. And however, that's very different from this. When Dino Rossi officially was declared the winner, it was by less than 1,000 votes statewide. And then when Christine Gregoire eventually won, she won by officially, I think it was 137 votes, or 123 votes, that's all. So that's a kind of close election where it's very easy to cheat because the election is so inherently close. These elections that we're talking about in 2020 were not particularly close, were they?
Okay, I have a question for you. Did you watch any of the testimony from the Georgia Senate hearing on the election? Did you watch Jovan Pulitzer, who is no dummy? He happens to be an inventor of the barcode thing that we use every day. He said it has to do with the paper.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think that people like Gabriel Sterling, people like Brad Raffensperger, like all the Republican election officials, including the governor of the state of Georgia, all of whom are big Trump supporters, why do you think they would participate knowingly in sanctioning fraud?
Why? Because they're probably afraid for their lives. Now, I live in Eastern Washington. I come over here to Seattle. You have these Black Lives Matter groups who are posing as Black Lives Matter, but these people, I think, are terrorist groups. These people are the ones who are going to do everything they can to upset our, you know, any way they can to get the attention. It's a smoke and mirrors. I do not. I believe that they are afraid for their life. I believe that that is what motivated them. I believe that.
In other words, you think that the governor of Georgia is afraid for his life, and that is why. In his very Republican state, with a Republican legislature, both houses, and all Republican state officers, that he feared for his life, and so did all those other Republicans, and that's why they certified the election?
I think that is a factor. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's intimidated. But also, remember in the 1890s, when you had the oil barons, you had Carnegie, you had all of these very wealthy people, like we have the social media people right now with Facebook and everything like that. It was exact same scenario. They helped get Teddy Roosevelt elected because they didn't want
Teddy Roosevelt didn't get elected. He got inaugurated because William McKinley was assassinated in 1901.
You know what I'm talking about. Basically,
no, I honestly, I don't, because Andrew Carnegie, who you just mentioned, was one of the most honorable and charitable Americans, and it's one of the most noble American lives. And it's people on the left who smear people like Carnegie, who, by the way, built over 400 libraries all across the country, including libraries here. That library in Green Lake, there's a library in Ballard that's a Carnegie library, the old Seattle Central Library, the old one, two libraries ago, was built by Andrew Carnegie. And look, it's you just have to be careful. Honestly, it's very important, Ruth, with a basis for facts rather than just fears. We'll be right back.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show.
Kelly Loeffler, I hope, wins a re-election to the United States Senate. Actually, she wouldn't be re-election. She was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Johnny Isaacson, who was the longtime senator from Georgia who had to retire because of health reasons. She was appointed by Governor Kemp. She was a great choice. I think she's been an effective senator. She spoke last night alongside President Trump at a rally in Dalton, Georgia. She came up wearing her MAGA cap, and she said this to the assembled multitudes. Listen, this is clip two.
Thank you, Georgia! I have an announcement, Georgia! To the Electoral College vote. That's right. Thank you. We're going to get this done. All right, Georgia, but I have a very important question for you. Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? That's right. That's right. Look, this president fought for us. We're fighting for him. He put America first. He put the American worker first. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, announcing that she is going to join the other 12 United States senators who are voting to object. That's a minority of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate and a decided minority of the U.S. Senate. Question is, what's the point at this point? And it's a question that Gerard Baker asked in his powerful editorial that we'll talk to Rich Lowry about. He's the editor of National Review. We're going to have him on coming up. Let me go to your calls to Joe in Kirkland, Washington. Joe, you're on the Medved Show.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well.
You know, I've been listening to this for quite some time, and I wouldn't call myself a dye-in-the-wool Republican, although that's the way I've been for the past several years. I did vote for Trump the first and second time. I didn't vote for Obama. Even looking at what Obama is representing and the way he wants to take this country. I can't believe that you would give him any credence at all.
I didn't vote for him either time. I just don't believe that Obama was the worst president we ever had. But he certainly never had my support.
Well, I don't agree with you on that either because of what he was
okay,
proposing.
Okay, but
Joe,
get to the question. Did you want to talk about this election?
Yes, I did. I wanted to talk about the swing states. And you seem to be shooting down everybody that has an objection. And although there are some valid reasons for this, when they shut the swing states down, Trump was ahead by several hundred thousand votes, so I heard. And yet, when he gets up in the morning, he's losing the race. So there are two things. One is they didn't shut it down to go home and take a rest for the night. I mean, you just don't.
They didn't. Joe, let me just help with this, because honestly, it's pretty easy. First of all, it didn't shut down. There was nowhere where it shut down. They had a delay in, I believe it was in Georgia, where they had a water main that burst, and they were afraid of getting the ballots wet and damaged so that they couldn't count them. So they shut it down while they moved some of the ballots, and it's the kind of thing that happens. And then people came back, and they resumed counting. But at no point was the counting shut down anywhere. And then all of a sudden it came back. And let me explain to you why that happened. Is that in most of the states, and I think all of the swing states, as a matter of fact, maybe Wisconsin is an exception, but all of the other swing states, they had a law in place that said that they could not begin counting mail-in ballots until Election Day. And they all followed a policy of counting first the in-person ballots. Now, we know everywhere across the country, Trump did poorly with mail-in ballots. And it's not because mail-in ballots discriminated against Trump. It's because Trump discriminated against mail-in ballots. He said repeatedly, don't vote by mail-in. I need you to come in person. We don't want you to vote mail-in. So basically, the first votes they counted were the votes that people had cast in person on Election Day. They counted early voting and mail-in ballots later, which were overwhelmingly Democratic, as they tend to be, but were particularly that way in this election. Right? And it's one of the reasons, by the way. When people look at the numbers in these elections and people say, well, what happened to Trump's landslide victory? No one was predicting a landslide victory for Trump. All of the polling showed Biden was going to win. All of the polling in these swing states showed he was going to win. Trump never, at any point during his presidency, did he have an approval rating over 50%. Here's an email that came in from Becky in Shelton. She writes, you asked about why the elections for congressional officials were not rigged if the presidential election was. For one thing, the election for president is for one person. Much easier to go for that than many scattered runs for Congress. And in fact, if you recall, the Congress was already held by the Democrats and polls showed it to remain Democratic. Right, exactly. So why not? The question, she says, rigging many different scattered elections for Congress or other races would make a lot more calculation if you think about it. The question I'm asking here, Becky, is this. If they created all these fake ballots for Biden, and President Trump has said he believes they created more than 10 million phony ballots for Joe Biden, if they did that, then wouldn't they have Democrats on the congressional side too, Democrats on the senatorial side, on the gubernatorial side? In other words, you don't just create a fake ballot, right, and have one person on it. Dave in Seattle. Dave, you're on the Medved Show.
I think you're not taking into consideration that these things have been orchestrated for the last 4 years. And we can't compare the things happening today technology-wise to the things that are happening in history. I think the things that happened today are so sophisticated that these things could be orchestrated very, very meticulously in the way that they are able to change these election results.
Who is orchestrating it? Who is doing it? Is it the Republican Secretaries of State like Brad Raffensperger or the Republican Secretary of State that you have here in Washington? Is Kim Wyman doing this?
I think that generally, I think it's done from a technology basis, and these people are just puppets in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think that's what the system is doing right now, but I think behind the scenes, people are pushing buttons to make things happen to where you and a lot of people aren't seen, and I think that's the thing that needs to be investigated. I mean, for crying out loud,
so
can look at Russia for 4 years. Why can't they take a few months to look at this? I mean, it's only been a month.
Okay, do you know that the election occurred 2.5 months ago, right? We're not 2 full months ago. It's 8 weeks since the election. Since that time, there has been investigation. President Trump has spent a great deal of money and raised a great deal of money. He's raised $300 million to help, quote, stop the steal. And honestly, there hasn't been a scrap of evidence that has persuaded any court in the country. And this includes courts that are appointed by President Trump. And if all this is being orchestrated, why, during a time when most governors all across the country, the majority of governors are Republican, the majority of state legislatures are Republican, the President Trump was a Republican president. There were Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate until he lost badly in 2018. Was that also a fraud? President Trump lost 43 seats for the Republicans in the House of Representatives in the election of 2018. So was that also the result of fraud? The difficulty with all of this is it leaves you feeling frustrated and powerless and conspiratorial. There's this case in Wisconsin that I have to get to involving the vaccine and some of the costs of conspiracy theories. We'll be speaking with Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, frequent guest on Meet the Press, writes for Politico, and more about what next for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.